Hey, Sterile Processing Universe, it's Hank Balch here, and you are watching Fighting Dirty. Well, you may not be watching, but at least you're listening to Fighting Dirty, and on this episode, we're going to be talking about how to do, create, share, and ride the wave of sterile processing newsletters in your department. So stay tuned, buckle up, get your notepad out, and let's get to sharing the news of your department. So, what is a sterile processing newsletter? Well, hopefully it's a little self-explanatory, right? This is a newsletter that highlights what's going on in your department for other departments, other leaders, and even internal members of your team to show them what's going on. What are the wins? What are the updates? What is the ultimate vision for where you're going day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year in your department? The newsletter gives you the excuse to focus and spotlight on what your team is getting right and where your team needs additional help and resources. So let's take a step back here and say, what are some reasons to do a newsletter? If you happen to work in a facility where there are quote-unquote communication opportunities with other departments, a newsletter is a great proactive way to show that your team cares enough to communicate ahead of time. That's what proactive means, right? Getting ahead, not reactive, coming behind when something has exploded and then being called to an OR room to try to explain what happened and why and what you're going to do to fix it. Being proactive on how we communicate with our customers and the rest of the facility is a great reason to create a department newsletter. Now, another reason could be to recognize your team. There's a lot of departments today that are creating certification walls for their technicians. This is like a framed picture of them that outlines and lists their credentials that they've received, maybe how long they've worked at the facility, but it's a great way to recognize individual team members in your department on the wall so all the visitors and especially your accreditation surveyors can walk in and see, oh, this department cares about getting their team certified. What about all the people who never come into your department but do receive trays and goods from your department? How do you reach them? How do you reach the administrators who may not have ever walked downstairs to the basement to visit your team? Well, the way that you reach them, and the way that you could reach them once a month, if you want, is through a well-written, well-designed department newsletter. So those are a couple of reasons why you can create a newsletter, but let's talk quickly about the how, because that's the hardest thing, right? Okay, I'm convinced, great, I want to make a newsletter. How do I do it, Hank? Well, I'm glad you asked. It's fairly easy in terms of design, so you could write a newsletter in Microsoft Word if you wanted. I typically used a template on PowerPoint. If you're really good at those kinds of things, you can use Microsoft Publisher or other software that allows you to do a template for newsletters. But at the end of the day, what's most important is that you find a platform that just allows you to get insights and information on something that you can email and or print out for your team. Now, once you've decided the software that you're going to use, again, just act like that we're using Microsoft PowerPoint, and you need to determine what is your newsletter going to be called. There's a lot of fun names that you can create. Do not feel bad about using a name that someone else has used. You're not selling this newsletter. It's not going to leave your organization, most likely. It's just internal communication, a little fun. So feel free to have fun with how you name your newsletter. If you want to call it the We Fight Dirty newsletter, be my guest. Just please send a copy to us so we can help you promote it to show what your team is doing. You know, I think we called ours the Cutting Edge Also, anything as simple as sterile processing news, all kinds of fun names to kind of brand your newsletter for what this is, so folks who maybe see a copy in the break room know what they're looking at. All right, so you've got the name of your newsletter together. Now, what is going to be inside of it? Again, this is your opportunity every month to recognize people who have gotten newly certified. Maybe your new technicians who just got their baseline certification, maybe other technicians who have got their second or third certification, maybe folks who are celebrating their work anniversary, 20, 30 years with the department. This is a great opportunity to do a little short biographical write-up on them. Maybe you have new policies and procedures that are coming out in the next couple of weeks. This is your opportunity, again, to proactively communicate that to your customers. We're changing the due date for loaner trays from 24 hours to 48 hours ahead of the case. Put this in your newsletter. You can send it to your customers in the operating room, but also you can send a copy to every single one of your vendors who service your hospital. So now they know and they have no excuse for showing up in 7 hours before the case and expecting their tray to be processed on time if the new policy is 48 hours. So policies, recognition. This is also your opportunity to show and highlight the things that your department is doing well. Let's say that you did a recent process improvement project on the cleanliness of your count sheets. Now, all your count sheets are in standardized order. There's photos for every instrument. Maybe you laser etched all of the instrument names or instrument numbers on your instruments. Do a short write-up in your newsletter to promote that and again, proactively send it out to your customers so they know that SPD is not just putting out fires every day. They're actually doing things to improve the quality of the end product. And finally, to wrap up here, I used our newsletter very strategically and intentionally to send information directly to our administrators every month about what's going on in our SPD. So get all the emails you can get of everyone that's on the perioperative team, all the nurses, all the surgical techs, all the leadership, but get the emails for your administrators, add them to your mailing list every month so they get a copy of your newsletter and they can see who's all getting certified, where the challenges are, maybe with equipment downtime, where the non-compliance is, maybe with some of your recent policy updates, but show them the progress and constantly communicate proactively that your team means business, they care about quality, and they want to communicate that to everyone up and down the chain. This is Hank Balch. I'm looking forward to reading your newsletter. Send me a shout out if you make one to hank@beyondclean.net. I'd love to see it, and I'd love to share it with the world. We'll see you next week. Keep fighting dirty.
Why aren't your customers reading your blog posts? Why isn't your company's one post a week getting all the reach, engagement, and buzz that you expected? You have great content. It's creative, consumable, and offers value to your audience. You should be making a social media splash, but then it doesn't happen and you are left wondering why. Your struggle may have nothing to do with the content, and it could have everything to do with your content flow. Some companies subscribe to the idea of a content drip, posting something every now and then, you know, to remind people that you exist. But that's not enough. Once or twice a month, possibly even weekly, every day folks are hit by a social media waterfall when they log into their accounts. Your company is competing for eyeballs, and what are the chances they'll scroll down far enough to see that one post a month? What's the likelihood your new graphic even crosses their newsfeed? You have an uphill battle to fight, and if you want to win, your content can't drip. Beyond Clean can help, offering an array of social media consulting services. Contact us today to start your free 45-day trial.